Chapter 7. How does the IRS regard your GASP? Choosing the right business entity. If you are an entrepreneur who wants to start up a small business, one of your first considerations will be the choice of business entities. If you work on your own and decide to set up a sole proprietorship, this chapter is not for you. For non-professionals, those not licensed by your state, who don't want a sole proprietorship or traditional partnership, your practical choices are usually the limited liability company, LLC, and the S corporation. The primary purpose of a business entity is to protect an individual or group of individuals from liability for actions made on behalf of that business. As an individual, you don't want people to whom your business owes money to come after you. S corps and LLC are pass-through entities. In other words, income from the business is treated by the IRS as income of the individuals who are owners of the business. Upstart versus traditional. LLCs are a lot more flexible. You can write the structural rules of the LLC. S-corps, on the other hand, are required to maintain corporate formalities in order to keep their liability protection. S-corps have a bunch of requirements that you associate with a traditional corporation: minutes, board of directors, and officers, and specific accounting and record-keeping procedures. Distribution of money. Obviously, if it's just one person running the show, the issue of monetary disbursement is less complicated. The fact is, if you have an uncomplicated structure, and you know that you will have an uncomplicated structure in which distribution of income is 50-50 or 33-33-33, you may have no need for flexibility. An S-corp may be for you. However, you and your fellow co-venturers may want to structure the business in a way that rewards different people, or even entities, allowable in an LLC, not allowable in an S-corp, for the amount of money or number of resources procured for the business. For instance, let's say one owner puts up most of the startup costs and gets 90% of the investment capital, while the other owner only gets 10% of investment capital and does 90% of the work. You might want to create a 75-25 split for the owners in the first year, and then have a 60-40 split in the second year, etc. You can do that in an LLC. You can't easily do that in an S-corp. Shareholders versus members. In certain states, such as New York, an LLC may be owned by an entity, not just an individual. Owners in an LLC are called members. LLCs can also have managers. Owners in an S-corp are called shareholders. In an S-corp, as opposed to C-corporation, which does not have pass-through income, shareholders must be actual people, and no more than 100 people. The future of the business. If you plan to one day move the business overseas, where LLCs are often not recognized, or if you plan to become a C-corp, an LLC may not be the right entity. If, in the future, you want to have different forms of distribution of income, or have entities as owners, you may prefer LLCs. Be sure to discuss all of your concerns and questions with a knowledgeable attorney and tax advisor. Taxation. Lawyers love LLCs because of their flexibility, but you may find taxation to be favorable with an S-corp. You should discuss tax issues with a CPA and or tax attorney. Nonetheless, the IRS and your state websites have thorough explanations of tax differences between S-corporation and LLCs. Initial actual cost to you. LLCs have publishing requirements in New York State, and ethically, you are expected to publish announcements in the county in which you primarily do business. Publishing in New York County, Manhattan, for instance, can cost thousands of dollars. Other counties may be substantially cheaper. Other states may have hidden requirements attached to certain business entities. The formalities involved with S-corps may take the initial costs higher than that of an LLC. Liability protection. The nature of liability protection may vary from state to state. For instance, recent changes to the limited liability company law in California have made some attorneys there think twice before recommending the LLC structure. Why not a sole proprietorship, partnership, or C-corp? There will be times when you will not want to choose an LLC or S-corporation, but an accountant should also be a guide in deciding whether to go the route of sole proprietorship, partnership, or C-corporation. The downside of sole proprietorship is the complete lack of protection such an entity provides. For all financial purposes, the sole proprietorship is indistinguishable from you. You are the business, and your county is simply letting you accept checks under another name, which is why we often refer to sole proprietorships as DBAs, as in doing business as. As an attorney, I almost always advise against forming a DBA. I also rarely advise forming a traditional partnership because partners are personally, jointly, and severally liable for the actions of all the other partners. So, for example, if your partner engages in a business transaction that costs a customer thousands of dollars, that customer can come after you for the entirety of the loss. Furthermore, partners are equal and can often control access to the bank account equally and make decisions for the company without participation of the other partners. Obviously, no partnership should be formed these days without a massive amount of trust. This is why the only partnership I recommend to clients these days would be one between spouses or family members. And even then, I would usually recommend an LLC or corporation. But what about a C corporation? This is usually a matter for the accountant more than the attorney. True, if a client wants more than 100 investors or wants to have corporate investors, I would point out that the S corporation does not allow for that, though an LLC does. But the usual advantage a C corporation has for a new small business is tax related. Under certain circumstances, it just makes more sense financially to not have pass-through income. Remembering my first LLC. Figuring out the best way to start up a small company is not an easy thing. My first business out of college, where I had set up a theater company and low-budget film company, was an indie movie production company, and my partners and I decided to set up an LLC. We didn't realize how new the form was in 1999, when our LLC was founded. LLCs began in New York in 1994, and we were fortunate enough to find a lawyer who could guide us through the potential pitfalls of engaging in a joint venture. New York State's LLC guide provides some insight into the benefits of a limited liability company. The LLC is a hybrid form that combines corporation-style limited liability with partnership-style flexibility. The flexible management structure allows owners to shape the LLC to meet the needs of the business. The owners of an LLC are members rather than shareholders or partners. A member may be an individual, a corporation, a partnership, another limited liability company, or any other legal entity. When you are in your 20s and you've come up with a great idea with like-minded buddies, you don't imagine that anything can go wrong. Luckily, our operating agreement provided a how-to for when disputes would arise among and between partners. And the New York LLC law, while new, provided us with defaults in the event our operating agreement was silent on specific matters. We were so focused on allocation of revenue between investors and managers, which all three of us were at the time, that we didn't consider the value we might place on providing resources other than money. For instance, profit on the manager's side was shared evenly, but no incentive was attached to funds raised by individual managers. In other words, if one partner were to raise a significant amount of the investment, that partner would not get a bonus. Retrospectively, we should have taken full advantage of the flexibility of the LLC entity. Income allocation of managers can be structured creatively. We eventually went our separate ways, and dissolving the LLC was very simple. In fact, we created a successor LLC, of which I was the sole manager. My partners pursued their own ventures, and I continued my foray into film, video, and new media. We were young, and ultimately broke up our business marriage in the most civil of manners. I am sure that the flexibility of the LLC structure made the breakup as easy as it was.